Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Lade. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doyle Lade. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Rigney. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. And now, play ball. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball four. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko strikes out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blattner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Scheffing moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello strikes out. Two outs. Doyle Lade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lade takes first base on ball four. Scheffing moves to third. Rickard moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lorke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lowry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Coslow covering, for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 1 in the game. Blattner hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney is hit by the pitch. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello misplays the ball. That's an error on Morello. Rigney scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mize moves to third. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Late hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson throws the ball into Rigney, who tags Late trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lowry moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lorke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0 for 1 in the game. Coslow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lorke moves to third. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 2 in the game. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to home to get Lorke. Coslow moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coslow moves to third. Blattner moves to second. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scheffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lorke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lorke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morello. Gordon moves to third. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coslow strikes out. The ball gets by Scheffing. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Gordon. He's safe. Lorke moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Giants. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-for-3 in the game. Blattner hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doyle Late is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Late is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Late takes first base on ball 4. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lowry moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Russ Meyer's now pitching. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rigney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rickard. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-3 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mize for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nicholson out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheffing hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blattner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-3 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-3 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Coslow, and towards Rigney, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.